This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 14th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 5 to 6. It says there, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" So we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" End of quote. Most of us have the experience of someone dear to us left us forever. It could be by desertion or by death. Others have the experience of someone dear to them are still present there, but they built a wall or barrier and in a sense forsaken them and left them alone in their needs. You see, they are no more interested in you, but they are mentally and emotionally away, although their physical presence is there. Often, the more urbanized and civilized the society becomes, the more weird and painful the human relationships and communications become. Don't you agree? In fact, the Bible said this in advance. It said in the last days, difficult times will come. People become more lovers of self and their interests, lovers of money, etc. Refer to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. No wonder in today's culture, many scars and bruises mar human relationships than at any time in the history. The context of today's Bible insight addresses both of these issues. Covetousness for illegitimate relationships, verse 4, and the love of money, verse 5. All these two issues are addressed in our today's passage. Beloved, we face both these subtle dangers side by side in our culture, don't we? Illegitimate, immoral, ungodly human yokes and relationships, and a hunger and thirst for more and more money. The Bible warns against immoral and ungodly yokes and relationships. Besides, it also warns against the character of the love of money. Of course, we need money for our life's need, and money in itself is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. In fact, the above two covetous characters cause men to fall into temptations and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. 2 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. You see, many killings and evil things are happening every day because of these two dangers of our culture. Today's insights admonishes, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. There is a reason why we can have contentment with what we have. The reason is this: God promised. What did God promise? He said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Beloved, people may leave us, abandon us, isolate and ridicule us, but not God. Don't you know this truth? So be afraid. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the lover of your soul. He emptied himself totally and completely for your sake. He loves you. He came searching for you because he loves you, lived in this world and finally went to the cross and died in your place for all of your sins. You see, he did this because you are much valuable than the whole world put together. Mark 8:36. Bible assures us God will provide for all your need if you come to him in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. It says, "Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" The answer is an emphatic yes. He will give us all we need because he first gave his own son to save us. God says to you, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Do you know Jesus promised to you, and it is stated in Matthew 28:20, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." He also says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." John 14:18. Also, the Holy Spirit is an advocate and helper for you forever. John 14:6. What more you need? We have the triune God's presence, protection and provision with us for every day and forever, no matter what happens to us. Therefore, you and I can be content with what we have. You see, fully satisfied and fully glad about what we have. no place for covetousness in our lives. Besides, we can also say confidently, every day we can say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, you promised me you will never leave me and never forsake me. I know I can be safe and secure in the hands of the Father God and the Son of God, Jesus. No one can harm me, and no one can take me away from your love and presence. I know Jesus loves me. He died and rose again for all of my sins. I surrender my life to you, Lord. Help me to live in content with what I have, because you are able to meet all my needs and desires as it surfaces. I trust you with all my heart. Thank you for your love, presence, and care. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.